Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to study the theme, how to interpret Scripture. Lesson 13, living by the Word of God. Monday, learning from Jesus. When Jesus had been baptized, he was led by the Spirit into the desert, the wilderness. And 40 days, for 40 days he had been there in the wilderness, eating nothing, so fasting. And then, in those days he did eat nothing. And when the days were ended, he afterward hungered. We can understand that. And now he gets a visit from an angel. A special angel. And the devil said unto him, if you are the Son of God, if. 40 days before, the voice from heaven, the voice of the Heavenly Father had said, this is my beloved Son. In him I am well pleased. And now, what does the devil say? If you are the Son of God, command this stone that it be made. It means, follow me. That's always the same trick. Follow me. Obey me. Obey my commands. Do what I tell you. This is the devil. Very tricky. Now, what can we learn from Jesus in such a situation? It is written. That it's always good if you know what is written. It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. It is written. And the devil taking him up into an high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And said to Jesus, all this power will I give you and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me. In reality, he had robbed it from Jesus. And to whomsoever I will, I give it. If you therefore will worship me, all shall be thine. The devil is willing to give everything, the whole planet Earth, if he is worshipped by Jesus. This would be honey for his soul. Now what to say now? Get you behind me, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. Full stop. It's good to know the Word of God in your mind, by heart. Not just taking a Bible, having it with you in your brain. And then the devil took him to Jerusalem on the pinnacle of the temple. If you be the Son of God, this is the same trick, cast yourself down. For it is written, oh, he has learned something. He uses the same words. It is written. He shall give his angels charge over you to keep you. And in their hands they shall bear you up, lest at any time you dash your foot against a stone. Holy sentence. Now what to say now? He has quoted the Bible. The devil. The answer of Jesus. It is said, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. What do we learn from Jesus? Study the word in your heart. The teeth is ready when you need it.